Look, if you love a good walk around the region, let's face it, there's plenty of nice places to go in our region for a nice stroll or a hike.
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, the council have just released these new walking itineraries. There's a few of them. One of them I'm not too sure about. But joining us on the line right now to tell us all about it is Taz Webber. Taz, tell us about these new walking itineraries.
Yeah, we've just launched our new summer campaign to really attract the four-hour drive market to come to Mackay for a holiday. And part of that is about getting the older families out and about and exploring the region. So the way we've decided to do that is getting walking itineraries and getting people to explore with their family, have a look around the region, see what they can do as a family.
Yeah, fantastic. I didn't realise that the Blue Water Trail was like 20 kilometres long. I thought it was just, not that long.
Yeah, you'll have to come for a run with me one day.
I will.
Are you really up for that? 20Ks?
Not 20Ks,
not the whole
no.
thing.
We can do it over a few weeks.
Yeah. Maybe in installments. That's more my pace. But the one that really, because we've got the Blue Water Trail, Cape Hillsborough, Finschhatten Gorge, Peak Range National Park, but the Como, I don't even, Tierra Trail? What's that one?
I think you've got that one right. So that's out near Slade Point there. It's actually on the, just before you get to Slade Point. There's a nice little wetland with a boardwalk in there. It's beautiful. During the summer months when you get a bit of rain, it fills up with about a foot worth of water. And there's a boardwalk where you go across the wetland. You get to see the beautiful bird life and really experience what, nature reserve, what we're all about.
Do you have a favourite walkway, Taz?
I've done most of them. I do a fair bit of running up around the Como Trail, and I do like that one. I think it's a nice little walk. It's close to town too, and you can take any sort of family out there, young family, older family, whatever you feel like, and really have a good experience for everyone.
Now, I need to know which one of these are pet friendly. Which one of these can I take my dog for a walk on? Are they all pet friendly?
Not all of them are. Some are in national parks, so definitely Finschhatten Gorge, you wouldn't be able to take the, or Cape Hillsborough, you wouldn't be able to take your dogs up and around. But definitely in around the Blue Water Trail is good for pet friendly. So when you're doing that 21K run with me, you can definitely bring your dog along and we can do it as a family.
Now, I made a real big mistake once. I accidentally brought my dog to Cape Hillsborough. It was when I first moved here. I didn't realise you weren't allowed to bring dogs.
The police have been called.
Yeah, I think you can take them in some parts of the park, but not the national parks. You're only allowed to take dogs into national parks, so definitely don't take your dog there.
Okay.
No more.
Lesson learned. Well, Taz, thanks so much for joining us on the line this morning.
Thank you very much.
And go to the council website for more details.